Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. If you tuned in last week, you know exactly what we're going to play this evening. That's because we're repeating last week's playlist. Well, you may know what we're going to play, but not by whom, unless, of course, you subscribe to the weekly email playlist. And if not, I'll tell you how later on. Last week, we began the show with 12th Street Rag by... That's right, Abe Lyman's California Orchestra. This week, we're starting with 12th Street Rag by Benny Moten and his Kansas City Orchestra. Thank you.
was divine, but she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of mine. I used to take her places, she loved to dance and dine, but she turned out to be a new friend of an old friend of mine. I found that love was just a joke, learned what a broken heart meant. I even started out to get a kitchenette apartment. She thrilled me with her glances, her kisses were like wine, but she turned out to be a close friend of a Scotch friend of mine.
Thank you.
Milt Shaw and his Detroiters in 1929 with Smith Blue vocalizing on A Precious Little Thing Called Love. Milt Shaw was preceded by Irving Kaufman, backed by Lou Gold and his orchestra, and A Girlfriend of a Boyfriend of Mine from the Eddie Cantor picture Whoopee. The Lou Gold Band was a white studio orchestra which recorded under a number of different pseudonyms for a number of different companies. And we started the show, as we did last week, with 12th Street Rag, written by, that's right, Uday Bowman. Last week we played Abe Lyman's version. This week's version was by Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. I'll leave it up to you to decide whether the fact that Benny Moten's band was from Kansas City and the 12th Street in 12th Street Rag is in Kansas City makes this version any better. Benny Moten recorded 12th Street Rag on June 11, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. We're repeating last week's playlist, playing the same songs in the same order as last week, but by different artists. Last week we played Bessie Couldn't Help It by Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys. Here's the original version.
An old boy, she surely could love. A Bess had a passion that was simply wonderful. Ooh, Lord, terrible. But Bess couldn't have it any more than I could or you could. And sometimes she was bound to fall, and that's all. Now, boy got Bessie in the parlor one night. Don't know what he did, but she hollered with delight. Bess couldn't have it any more than I could. Thank you.
Last week you heard Fran Fry sing Where'd You Get Those Eyes. This week you just heard an instrumental version from June 29th, 1926 by the Goofus Five. Well, at least when they started out in 1924 they were five. Around this time the group consisted of anywhere from 6 to 9 members, and there were 8 on this particular record. Before the Goofus Five, it was the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, credited as The Travelers, and Breakaway from June 19, 1929. In the band, on drums, Stan King, whom we heard last week with Rube Bloom's Bayou Boys, along with Tommy Dorsey. Tommy and Jimmy's first group in the early 20s was called the Dorsey Novelty Six, which later became the Wild Canaries. The brothers played publicly and on the radio with Vincent Lopez, Roger Wolf Kahn, and Gene Goldkett. In 1927, they joined Paul Whiteman, and they played with jazz ensembles such as the Charleston Chasers and the original Memphis Five. In February of 1928, they took to the studio as the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra and began a long series of about 200 recordings. The Dorsey Brothers Orchestra never had a recording rejected. And we started this set with Bessie Couldn't Help It, which we heard last week performed by Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys. This week was the original recording by Warner's Seven Aces. Bessie Couldn't Help It was written by Byron H. Warner and J.L. Richard. Several dance bands were active in Atlanta in the 1920s, but Warner's Seven Aces was the most famous and as a result made the most records, first for OK and later for Columbia. Led by pianist Byron H. Warner, they were not only a jazz outfit, but a society band as well, and played regularly at spots like the Atlanta Howard Theater and the Piedmont Golf Club. The band started out with 7 men, but it gradually grew until in the late 1920s the group was billed as Warner's Seven Aces, all 11 of them. The Aces broadcast over Atlanta radio stations WGM and WSB, and in 1927 began touring and broadcasting, first in Dallas and Fort Worth, and in 1928 and 29 all over the U.S. In 1930 they went to Europe, but upon their return the stock market crash had hit the entertainment industry and the Aces disbanded. Bessie Couldn't Help It became a major hit in 1930 when Hoagie Carmichael recorded it, as did Louis Armstrong. Bessie, in Bessie Couldn't Help It, is supposedly the daughter of the mayor of Daytona Beach, Florida. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL-FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, turn on your your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request for a particular song or artist? We love to get email, and you can send it to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send snail mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Continuing this Deja Vu edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here's Kaplan's Melodists.
Come back to me. back to me. When I remember every little thing you used to do, I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is you, the love is old.
It's a million to one you're in love. When you go for a walk or and you talk, baby, talk, it's a million to one you're in love. When you tell her the wonderful things that you've done, make her believe she is second to none, and you promise her everything under the sun, it's a million to one you're in love.
Thank you.
Harry Hudson's Melody Man and It's a Million to One You're in Love, written by Benny Davis and Harry Axt. Harry Hudson was once the music hall partner of Stanley Kirkby, who made many recordings in the early 1900s. Stanley Kirkby provided vocals for the Melody Man, but on this recording, which was made in London on January 25, 1928, the vocalist was Harry Hudson. In the band, on violin, Annunzio Mantovani, of all people. Before Harry Hudson, we heard Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra and Lover Come Back to Me, recorded October 25th, 1928. That record will be having its 74th birthday in a few days. The vocal was by the Revelers. And we began with Kaplan's Melodists from an Edison Diamond disc recorded around August of 1923, and Love Tales, written by Ben Ryan and Vincent Rose. Vincent Rose was born in Palermo, Italy in 1880 and also composed, that's right, Avalon. Vincent Rose formed a band in 1904, which he led into the 1940s. Dave Kaplan was a studio arranger and music director for Edison, and in 1926 he became accompanist for Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, the Happiness Boys. Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, and available on demand online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Just click on the Rapidly Rotating Records link on the front page, and you can hear the current week's show. Thank you.
smiles to the skies when she looks in your eyes. Guess who? Guess who? Somebody longs to be part of the song in your heart. Guess who? Guess who? Whose heart is sure to melt like butter the moment that you utter, I do, I do. Oh, it's as plain as can be that the someone is me. So you don't have to guess who.
Gotta go and find one of those beauties. I'm screaming, gonna get a girl, because I oughta have a girl, because I never had a girl, that's why I'm gonna get a girl.
Last week you heard Slim Martin's Turkey Gobbling Trombone in Abe Lyman's California Orchestra on 12th Street Rag. This week it was the Turkey Gobbling Trumpet of either Earl Oliver or Tommy Gott. Yes, that's right. Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks and Gonna Get a Girl, recorded July 7th, 1927, with the vocal by, of course, Tommy Stax. Okay, that's enough. Now stop it! Before the Jacks, it was the Frankie and Johnny Orchestra, June 19th, 1936, and Guess Who, written by Burton Lane and Ralph Freed. The vocal was by John Gilliland. Frank Strange, trumpeter, and John Gilliland, clarinetists, were leaders of the band, hence the Frankie and Johnny Orchestra. But it could also have been named for the popular song of the time, Frankie and Johnny, from the 1935 picture Frankie and Johnny with Helen Morgan and Chester Morris. Frankie and Johnny were preceded by Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra from October 19, 1928, and Hot and Heavy, written by Bob Busby. That record is 74 years and one day old. The BBC Dance Orchestra broadcast dance music from 5 to 6 o'clock every afternoon for 4 years between March 1928 and March 1932. Bob Busby was pianist in the band. This is a special Deja Vu edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. All of the songs on this week's show were played last week, but by different artists. Last week we heard 42nd Street by Don Bester and his orchestra with the vocal by Dud Meekum. Here it is this week with the Dorsey Brothers and the Boswell Sisters.
Come and meet those dancing feet that are glittering, glittering on the avenue I'm taking you to, 42nd Street. Hear the beat of dancing feet that are glittering, glittering. It's song I love, that melody of 42nd Street. Little nifties from the 50s, innocent and sweet. Lovely ladies from the 80s, give yourself a treat. Side by side, decorified. Where the whole world needs success and defeat. 42nd Street, hardy-gaudy, sort of sporty, 42nd Street. 42nd Street, on the avenue I'm taking you.
only see the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get lonesome, get so blue. When you're handy, it's kind of dandy, but when you're gone, what can I do?
Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band, recording in Chicago on July 7, 1939, and Eccentric, composed by J. Russell Robinson, pianist for the original Dixieland Jazz Band. Muggsy Spanier was preceded by the second appearance this evening of Arden and Omen, this time in 1930, with Frank Luther vocalizing on Fine and Dandy, from the show Fine and Dandy. And we began the set with the second appearance this evening of the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, this time with the Boswell Sisters, Connie, Martha, and Vet, in April 1933 and 42nd Street. We have time for one more. Here's Ray Miller and his orchestra. ¶¶ Last week we heard Rube Bloom with his own band, the Bayou Boys. Here we heard Rube Bloom playing piano with Ray Miller and his orchestra on September 27, 1924, and Doodle Doo Doo. Just after this recording, Ray Miller's band, along with those of Harry Reaser and Carl Fenton, opened the Arcadia, billed as Broadway's new million-dollar ballroom. The Arcadia was owned by Miller's business partner, I.J. Fagan, and was previously known as the Bluebird. At other points during the 20s, Fagan also owned the Roseland Ballroom and the Savoy Ballroom in Harlem, as well as ballrooms in Brooklyn, Philadelphia, and Chicago. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.